are very fortunate by the mercy of Guru, Srila Prabhupada and Vaishnavas. Of course, Srisri Radha Vallabh, Jagannath Balaram Subhadra and Srisri Gaur Nithai, Prahlad Narasimha's mercy. We are here for the Srimad Bhagavatam in this human form of life. This is our great fortune that we can be here and hear the glories of Srisri Radha Vallabh in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. So let us begin our hearing by offering our prayers to them so that they shower their mercy upon us, that we can understand some of this transcendental knowledge. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama Rama Hare Hare Jai Vishwapad Paramahansa Parivajakacharya Astuta Shri Srimati Devangai Shri Agudhika Jai Jai Vishwapad Paramahansa Parivajakacharya Astuta Shri Srimati Devangai Sesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai ISKCON NBBT Founder Acharya Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai Jai Vishwapad Paramahansa Parivajakacharya Astuta Shri Srimati Devangai Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Karivashrun Ki Jai Namacharya Shri Hazar Shakur Ki Jai Sis Goswami Ki Jai Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shwasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopgopina Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Shri Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Shri Navadvip Dham Ki Jai Shri Ganga Maya Ki Jai Yamuna Maya Ki Jai Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Shama Veta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaura Premanande Hari Bol All glories to assembled devotees Hare Krishna All glories to assembled devotees Hare Krishna All glories to assembled devotees Hare Krishna All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga All glories to His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai Hare Krishna. Thank you for joining. Let us continue our reading of Srimad Bhagavatam. We are here on Canto 7, The Science of God. And this is the last chapter. That is chapter 15, Instructions for Civilized Human Beings. And today's verse is 47. So please repeat after me. Pravartam cha nivrittam cha dvividam karma vedikam avartate pravartena nivrittena asnute Amritam Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Pravrittim cha nivrittam cha Dvividam karma vedikam Avartate pravartena Nivrittena snute Amritam Pravartam cha nivrittam cha Dvividam karma vedikam Avartate pravartena Nivrittena snute amritam Pravartam cha nivrittam cha Dvividam karma vedikam Avartate pravartena Nivrittena snute amritam Pravrittam cha nivrittam cha Dvividam karma vedikam Avartate pravartena Nivrittena snute amritam Pravrittam cha nivrittam cha Nivrittam karma vedikam Avartate pravrittena Nivrittena snute amritam pravittam ca nivrittam ca dvividam karma vedikam avartate pravrittena nivrittena snute amritam pravittam ca nivrittam ca dvividam karma vedikam avartate pravrittena nivritte snute amritam. Matajis? Pravrittam ca nivrittam ca dvividam karma vedikam avartate pravrittena nivritte snute amritam. Pravrittam ca nirvittam ca vividam karma vedikam avartate pravruttena nirvitte snute amritam. Pravrittam ca nirvittam ca vividam karma vedikam avartate pravruttena nirvitam snute amritam. Pravrittam ca nivrittam ca dvividam karma vedikam avartate pravrittena nirvittena snute amritam. Anyone else? Pravrittena, inclination for material enjoyment. Cha and nivrittam, cessation of material enjoyment. Cha and dvividam, these two varieties, karma of activities, vedikam, recommended in Vedas, avartate, one travels up and down through the cycle of samsara. That is repeated birth and death. Pravartena, by inclination of enjoying material activities. Nivrittena, but by ceasing such activities. Asnute, one enjoys. Amritam, eternal life. Now let us hear the translation and purpose by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada very carefully. Translation. According to the Vedas, there are two kinds of activities, pravritti and nivritti. Pravritti activities involve raising oneself from a lower to a higher condition of materialistic life, whereas nivritti means the cessation of material desire. Through pravritti activities, one suffers from material entanglement, but by nivritti activities, one is purified and becomes fit to enjoy eternal blissful life. Purport. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 16, verse 7, pravrittim cha nivrittim cha janana vidur asuraha. The asuras, or non-devotees, cannot distinguish between pravritti and nivritti. Whatever they like, they do. Such persons think themselves independent of the strong material nature, and therefore they are irresponsible and do not care to act piously. Indeed, they do not distinguish between pious and impious activity. Bhakti, of course, does not depend on pious or impious activity. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, Verse 6, Savai pumsam paro dharma yato bhaktir adokshaje ahetuki apratihata yayatma suprasidati. The supreme occupation, dharma, for all humanity is that by which man can attain to loving devotional service unto the transcendental Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted in order to completely satisfy the self. Nonetheless, those who act piously have a better chance to become devotees. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, verse 16, Chatur vidha bhajante mam jana sukritino Arjuna. O Arjuna, four kinds of pious men render devotional service unto me. One who takes to devotional service even with some material motive is considered pious. And because he has come to Krishna, he will gradually come to the stage of bhakti. Then, like Dhruva Maharaj, he will refuse to accept any material benediction from the Lord. Swami kritartho asmi varam na yache. Therefore, even if one is materially inclined, one may take to the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram or Gaur and Nitai, so that he will very soon be purified of all material desires. Kshipram bhavanti dharmatma swaschat chantim nigachati. As soon as one is freed from inclinations toward pious and impious activities, he becomes a perfect candidate for returning home back to Godhead. Om Ajnana Tamirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshrunumitam Yena Tashmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamascha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakamitamascha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Daru Pachacha Kripa Sindhu Bhavach Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shvasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindaki Jai. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare. So Hare Krishna everyone. Before we begin, just like to mention that today is very auspicious day. There are so many nice events or occurrences are happening. Just mention in the beginning, one is of course today is a full moon, Purnima. Then most auspicious, that is appearance of Radha Kund. Then Sri Balaram Rasa Yatra, that is Balaramji did the Rasa dance. Then Sri Krishna Vasantaras, so Krishna also performed. Then Sri Vamsi Vadana Thakur appearance and Sri Shyamananda Prabhu appearance. And also auspicious is appearance day of Hanumanji. So today, of course, in India they celebrated Hanuman Jayanti yesterday. Here is today. So now let us begin. According to the Vedas, there are two kinds of activities, pravritti and nivritti. Pravritti activities involve raising oneself from to lower to higher condition of material life, whereas nivritti means cessation of material desire. Through pravritti activities, one suffers from material entanglement, but by nivritti activities, one is purified and become fit to enjoy eternal blissful life. So here again, we are discussing or we are hearing about two kinds of activities. And mostly this is covered nicely in Bhagavad Gita. There are many times these two words are used in Bhagavad Gita. So in general, pravritti here means engaging ourselves in what? Material activities, that is non-Krishna conscious activities, that will give us the fruit of what? Positive and negative. So that is material engagement or pravritti mark. And also the result is what? Here there was a word that is sansara. So then one travels up and down through the cycle of sansara, that is repeated birth and death. So the whole world is engaged in this kind of activities, that is pravritti. They are just going into the material attachment or sense gratification. And here, In the purport is written that 16.7, it says, the asuras, they cannot distinguish. So we have to distinguish between what I should do and what I should not do. And when we start distinguishing, then we are becoming human being. We discriminate that, okay, these things I have to do and these things I should stop or gradually reduce. And this path, that is called nivritti. So cessation of or ceasing material activities. So we will start stopping. And then that will lead us to become purified and become fit to enjoy eternal blissful life. So here nivritti is explained that way, that okay, you will achieve eternal life. But when you read through the purport, Prabhupada, he says, bhakti of course does not depend on pious and impious activities. So to clarify this, we can go back to Bhagavad Gita. So Bhagavad Gita gives,
sometimes it gives nivritti marg as just not engagement in any activities, like as if like just giving up, not to do anything. But here it's explained further that even the beginning of bhakti, how it starts, first we have to realize, okay, I have been engaged in this kind of sense gratification activities, now I'm not getting satisfaction, so let me find something which will give me satisfaction. That is, then they will go into the spiritual journey, or they will go for seeking the truth, that they will disengage themselves, even for a temporary, and then they will search for the higher purpose of life. And that's the beginning of nivritti marg. But the highest level of nivritti marg is, Prabhupada says here, that is bhakti, engaging ourselves in the transcendental activities. That is, engaging our mind, body and soul. Of course, we are soul. Our words, deeds and our thoughts in the service of Krishna. And that's why Prabhupada written the wonderful purport. Somehow he introduced this purport in the introduce this verse in the purport. Sarve pumsam paro dharma yato bhaktir adhokshaje ahituki apratihata yayatma suprasiddhati. So when we don't realize the full potency of bhakti, even then we are engaged, and this is what Prabhupada explains, that becomes pious activities. And to substantiate, Prabhupada gives the verse from Bhagavad Gita. That is, Krishna says, chaturvidha bhajate mam. Four kinds of people come to me. So at least they are coming to Krishna. At least they are acknowledging that this sense gratification I have been engaged is not satisfying me. There is some higher taste I have to achieve, so that will give me full satisfaction, or at least it will bring me higher level of that consciousness what I am carrying right now. So then that's what Krishna admires, that okay, these kind of people, four kinds of people, those who are artho, arthati, jigyasu, gnani, these four kinds of people, at least they are coming to me. So at least when they are engaged in Krishna's activities, they are becoming pious, more pious. And especially the pious activities, if you read Krishna book, Prabhupada says, hearing Krishna katha, in the beginning it becomes very pious, auspicious. Even someone who comes just by walking and then he sits down, doesn't matter whether what kind of attachment he has. Here he says, bhakti doesn't depend on the pious and impious activities. So he sits down, that means he started his bhakti. He is hearing about Krishna. And then more and more he will become gradually purified. And then one day he will go back to home, back to Godhead, to enjoy eternal blissful life. And that's what we are seeking, isn't it? We should be seeking that. And now another side of nivritti and pravritti, from Bhagavad Gita we can understand, is pravritti. So this word is mentioned many times. One is chapter, Bhagavad Gita 11 chapter and 31 verse. There pravritti is taken as a mission, like something to achieve. And Arjuna is asking, what is your mission? So when Arjuna, he say, okay, Krishna, you told so many things. Now, of course, not for himself, but to talk about, to show to the whole world, he says, okay, please show me your Virata Roop. So when he saw the Virata Roop, he became afraid. And then he told to Krishna, he said, or he asked humbly that, what is your mission? Who are you? So that time is written as mission. And then another time is used as attachment. If you read Bhagavad Gita chapter 14, verse 22 to 25, there is written as attachment. So that means naturally we understand. Pravritti means becoming engaged in that sense gratification, attaching. Then acting properly. So this is chapter 16 and verse 7, demoniac and divine nature. And also at the beginning of this verse it says, the demons, they don't know how should be acting and what should be done, what should not be done. So that is acting properly, pravritti. And then pravritti and nivritti, both the words are mentioned in chapter 18, verse 30. Both simultaneously, acting properly and not acting improperly. In injunctions, that is Srimad Bhagavatam, canto 11, chapter 12, verses 14 and 15, where Krishna is speaking to Uddhava, that okay, now this is what you should be doing, that detach. Then nivritti, nivritti word is used in Srimad Bhagavatam, canto 3, chapters 27, verse 20. And that is avoided. Then, again, cessation of material enjoyment. So, Canto 7, Chapter 15, Verse 47. And then, nivritti is used as regulative duties. In 11th Canto, Chapter 10, Verse 4. So, we can see that nivritti is used both ways. One is the just disconnecting, and also another way is engaging in spiritual way. That is gradually taking that path of Krishna consciousness. And one more time is process of detachment. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 29, Verse 13. So in previously we mentioned 11th Canto, where Krishna says to Uddhava, what he says? That Krishna says to Uddhava that disregard both and come to his shelter only, taking Krishna as the life and soul. And that's what, in that context, that if someone is attached and someone is detached, just on for the sake of detaching, not knowing about Krishna, but somehow they have understood that, okay, I'm going through this just like a nirvana or voidism or sunyavad. They say, okay, now so much of suffering is there, we just disconnect. But these both things will not help. Even though that is nivritti mag, even though that is detachment, it will not eventually help you. Why? Because there is no Krishna. And that's what Krishna says to Uddhava, to us, that you detach, but at the same time you attach yourself to Krishna. And that's why Prabhupada brings this verse in this purport, that sarve pumsam paro dharma. Engage yourself, ourselves in bhakti. That is how we do. That is, we do something for Krishna with feeling, something. We may not be doing 100%, but at least some portion we start with the feeling that, yes, I like to do this for Krishna, for you. Not for myself, not for anyone else, but this is for you. Now I bring the flower and I prepare this garland for you. I dress nicely, you know, not myself, but I dress you nicely. Then I utilize my singing power, my singing tendency for your service. So in the beginning, it could be that I want to sing, but then gradually it will be like, oh, now it's just a pleasure of Krishna. Whether I get the chance or not, whenever I sing, this is just for pleasure of Krishna, I sing. So then that is the higher platform of bhakti. And that's what Prabhupada says here, sarve pumsam paro dharma yato bhaktir adokshate ahetu ki apratihata. No hetu, there is no hetu and no end. It will continue, go on. Here it says, uninterrupted. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted in order to completely satisfy the self. So this is what will give us complete satisfaction. Otherwise what will happen? We will go back to the pravritti mark. We will go back to the sense gratification. And that's what mostly happens. We have to be very careful. Otherwise,
we will go back to the previous, because
that sense gratification also gave us some happiness, even though that is not permanent happiness, it gave us a flickering happiness. So we may just remain on that platform and then we fall down.
And to do that, Prabhupada has nicely put forward some examples, because we need to see those examples, we need to follow those examples.
And that is here wonderful examples from Dhruva Maharaj.
Dhruva Maharaj comes, and
initially if we see, he was what? What happened to him? He was disrespected. By whom? The stepmother. And of course, a little bit of his father as well, if we read the whole pastime. So then, one day he sees his brother, I forgot his name, was Uttama? Uttama, yeah? Uttama is sitting in his father's lap, and then he also, naturally, the kids, what they see, they want to follow. So they say, oh, you are sitting, I want to sit as well. I'm your brother as well, and he's my father. So both, there are two, yeah? So one side, other side. He tried to sit, and then stepmother was there. Suruchi, right? Yeah, Suruchi. And Sunuti. Sunuti is mother's, Sunuti is Dhruva Maharaj's mother. And Suruchi is Uttama's mother. So both queens are there. But then that day, Suruchi was there in the presence of king and these boys. So when she sees that, oh, Dhruva Maharaj wants to sit on the lap. So then, I don't know what she thought, but then she thought, bigger picture. She thought, oh, if he becomes affectionate, tomorrow he will give the kingdom to him. He says, no, don't sit on that lap. That belongs to your brother Uttama. And of course, if you want to take that lap, you have to take birth from my womb. And for that, you have to worship Lord Vishnu. Now, of course, if you read Srimad Bhagavatam and even this verse, it says, we worship Lord Vishnu for pure devotional service. We worship, we come to Krishna for pure devotional service. Of course, in the beginning, as Bhagavad Gita says, Krishna says, Chatur Vidha Bhajante Mam. But the principle is, we approach Krishna for something higher purpose. That is, the highest purpose is pure devotional service. I want only your devotional service, nothing else. But then she advised that, oh, you worship Lord Vishnu so that he gives you birth in my womb. But then if we worship Lord Vishnu, then what happens? We achieve eternal blissful life. Anyway, so then also father didn't say anything. So he became more affected. What's going on? I mean, I'm also son. What is stopping him to act like this? So, of course, he became very hurt in his heart. And then he went back. He went back to his mother. And mother said, what happened? And actually the servants who were standing there, they narrated. Dhruva Maharaj was so affected and crying. And then they narrated the whole incident. And mother, of course, gave some comfort. But then in the end, she said, if you want to achieve something, then better. She is right. I have heard that rishis, they go in the jungle to forest to achieve something from Lord Vishnu. So she is right. So you accept that. And better you go to the forest. Okay, I go to the forest. So she didn't stop from that perspective. Even though he is just 5 years or 7 years old. And then he went to the forest. And within 6 months, he achieved Lord Vishnu, with the help of his mother as well as Narada Muni. Because Narada Muni also came, and then there was a whole incident, what happened. And finally he said to Narada Muni, I want to continue. Please don't tell me to go back home. Rather I would continue. And then he continued offering his heart to Lord Vishnu. And Lord Vishnu came. And then he had a darshan. And then that reciprocation happened. And then he says, what do you want, Dhruva? Oh, actually I don't want anything. Inside he wanted, initially he wanted the kingdom bigger than his grandfather. That is, even Lord Brahma. He wanted higher kingdom, more bigger kingdom, more opulent kingdom. But then when he had a darshan of Lord Vishnu, he said, actually, no, I don't want anything. I wanted this, but this is just like a broken piece of glass. But your darshan, your affection, your this association, your reciprocation is so much more deeper than this tuch kingdom, you know, like a very tuch, very insignificant kingdom. I don't want that. But then Lord still gave him. And that's why the verse is written here. Swamin kritartho asmi varam na yache. I don't want anything. I want only one. So this is the potency of Krishna consciousness, of bhakti. And that's why Prabhupada says that bhakti, of course, is independent or above pious and impious activities. So it doesn't depend on pravritti and it doesn't depend on nirvritti. Of course, when we start, we have that detachment. In the beginning, we cultivate. The more we cultivate gradually, the better it is. And also another point Prabhupada writes is here, that is taking shelter of Shishi Krishna Balaram and Shishi Gaunitai. Because if we take shelter of their lotus feet, what happens? What happens? We get the eternal blissful life. Because they are always engaged. I mean, Balaram ji and Lord Nityanand, they are always engaged in the service of Krishna and Lord Chaitanya. They are always engaged in glorifying. Of course, they are Supreme Personality of Godhead, but from our perspective, we see that Lord Nityanand is always engaged in the service of Lord Chaitanya. He is taking part in Sankirtan movement, chanting and dancing, having nice offering to Lord and having nice feast. So this is how he is engaged, and he invites us as well. Lord Nityanand and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they invite us as well, that you also take part into this Sankirtan movement. You develop that attachment for chanting, for dancing. You go out on the street, call out Krishna so loudly that everyone comes out from their home and they also participate. And they understand, they release this nectar. Just by chanting, they will achieve the blissful eternal life. Right? And Lord Balaram, what he does, he also does the same thing. He's always with Krishna. And we have a wonderful temple in Vrindavan. That is Krishna Balaram Mandir. And here we have Lord Jagannath and Lord Balaram. Right? So that's Krishna Balaram. They are sitting here. So when we do that, then what happens? As soon as one is freed from inclination towards pious and impious activities, he becomes a perfect candidate for returning home back to Godhead. And that's what happens to us. That as soon as one may take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram or Gaur and Nitai, so that he will very soon be purified of all material desires. And then we return home back to Godhead. So I stop here from Bhagavatam perspective, and because there are these appearances, maybe I just mention briefly, so that at least we have some mercy from that perspective as well, because it's nice to hear about the glories of Krishna's devotees as well. And especially today's Radhakund, of course, I'm not qualified to speak something deeper aspect of Radhakund, but at least something mentioned there, so we just read through. So before we begin, we offer our respects to six Goswamis who are very merciful, who went on the order of Lord Chaitanya, who went to Vrindavan and who excavated Vrindavan, who brought out Vrindavan again for us, so that we have at least some glimpse of Vrindavan, and for that matter for Mayapur as well. So we offer our respects to six Goswamis. And for us, Vrindavan, for the whole world, Vrindavan, who highlighted the Vrindavan? Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada highlighted Vrindavan to the whole world. Oh yes, this is the most pious place on planet Earth. And this is
the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. So we offer our respects to Prabhupada and of course our Guru, our respectful Guru, Parampara, that by their mercy we get chance to even get connection with this Vrindavan, to Parampara, to Radha Krishna. So
a lake of Srimati Radharani. So if you read Krishna book, it's mentioned in Krishna book that there was a demon, the demon took the form of a bull, Aristasur, and he came because demons always want to kill Krishna. So we need to see whether we want to kill Krishna in our heart or we want to glorify or we want to connect with Krishna. So this is the difference between demon and devotee. Devotee wants to connect with Krishna. He wants to uncover Krishna in his heart and externally. But demon wants to kill Krishna. Wherever he may find, he wants to kill Krishna. And the whole world is doing that. So this Aristasura, he came in Vrindavan. And then he wanted to kill Krishna. So, of course, Krishna is so powerful. And then he killed this bull demon. Bull, of course, male cow, right? So, the gopis having fun, you know, they are very young, and Krishna is young at that time, of course. He's playing his leela. So, gopis, young gopis, they said, oh, Krishna, now you have to purify. Purify from where? From what? Oh, you killed the bull. And then cow killing is prohibited in Vedas, don't you know that? And this is male cow, you kill. So, I will do purification, no problem. But then how? Oh, you have to go whole world around the holy places and then take a dip into that holy water and go to that dam and then purify your sins. Say, oh, I don't want to go out from Vrindavan. Better I do something here. Okay, then he called out all the holy places to Vrindavan, to his place. And then all the rivers and all the holy places came and they say, oh, then you can take my water. So no, we will create our own kund, our own lake. And they dig out some nice lake, Radharani and all the friends, they dig out. And near that Aristasura, where he had a hoop print. So then they dig out, and then now from where to bring the water? For Krishna, water appeared, but for them, it didn't appear. So then they thought, okay, now we have to fetch water from Manasi Ganga. So nearby there is a Gangaji. But Gangaji appeared through the mind of Krishna. So then it's called Manasi Ganga. So she is there. And then they thought, okay, we will fetch water one by one in the pot, ghada. And all the gopis will line up and then they will fetch water, they will prepare the kund, lake. And Krishna thought, oh, it's a hard work. I don't want them to suffer. So then there was an exchange between all the rivers, holy places and Krishna. And then Krishna says, oh, please. And then they appear to Radharani. They say, please accept our service and let us appear in your kund as well. Radharani say, okay, so be it. So then they appear there as well. And then this is how that kund. And then Krishna saw that kund. Oh, and then of course it's a loving pastime, a loving exchange. So he said to Radharani, your kund, your lake is so beautiful, I will bathe in your kund every day. And then Radharani said to Krishna, yes, your kund, your lake is so beautiful, I will also come along with my gopis to your lake and bathe every day. And this is how the reciprocation happened. And that's how we have wonderful Radha Kund and Shyama Kund in Vrindavan. And by the mercy of Prabhupada and Six Goswamis, we can go there and at least take the water on our head and purify. We may not be able to bathe, because sometimes Prabhupada, many times it's written, Prabhupada, he says, oh, better you just take a water on your head rather than go. Because otherwise we may go into that mode of sense gratification, swim and then do so many things. Anyway, so this is the appearance of Radha Kund. And in Nectar of Instructions, verses 9, 10, 11, there is a categorization or a category of the most highest place. And then on this planet Earth, the Radha Kund is the highest, the most transcendental, merciful place. And for us, everything is here in Krishna Balaram or ISKCON Vrindavan temple or any ISKCON temple. Prabhupada has given us, we may not have to go so far to Radha Kund as well. But we can be here and then we get mercy of here, our Radhani. Radha Vallabh, they are here. So that is the same mercy we achieve. But of course, if one gets the chance, they can have a darshan of Radha Kund, very auspicious. Then, Srila Prabhupada, he met his future master once at Radha Kund. And this is where his future master, his Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, told him that if you ever get money, print books and distribute. Because printing and distributing books is more important than even constructing the temples. Because there was an incident where the temples were there, then disciples were fighting for, oh, I will get this place, I will get that room. So then his spiritual master, he said, better you avoid this, rather you print the books. And of course, for us, Prabhupada did. He saw the bigger picture as well. So he did both for us. He inaugurated all these temples. This is how we have this temple as well. He saw that these devotees, the future devotees, will need a shelter, a place where they can execute their devotional service together. And that's how he constructed the temple. At the same time, to bring more devotees, he gave us the books. We go on distributing books. And then another nice day or occurrence here is Balaram Rasa Yatra. So Balaram Rasa Yatra is similar as Krishna's Rasa dance. So Balaramji, this is nicely explained in Krishna book, described that Krishna Balaram, they went away, they went to Mathura, then of course gopis, they are feeling, on Vrindavan Vasis, they are feeling separation. So Krishna said, okay Balaramji, you go and pacify, you know, all the Vrindavan Vasis, especially gopis. So Balaramji also came and he performed pastimes or Leela or Rasa dance, Ras Leela with his gopis. They both have a separate gopis, separate set. Because they are both brothers. So Balaramji also perform Rasa Leela in Vrindavan. Of course, the description, if you want to read further detail, then you can refer to Krishna book. Then third is Krishna Vasanta Ras. Vasanta means spring time. So Krishna performs Rasa Leela or Rasa dance in the spring time as well. So, and that is the mention here. So that means two times. Of course, he performs every day. Then fourth appearance is Sri Vamsi Vadana Thakur appearance. So Vamsi Vadana Thakur is also named or called as Vamsi Ananda Thakur, Vamsi Ananda or Vamsi Das or Vamsi. So here it is written, if you read Gaudiya history, it's written there. It was in house of Sri Madhva Das that Vamsi Vadan or Vamsi Ananda Thakur took birth. And his mother's name was Srimati Chandrakala Devi. And he is avatar of Krishna's flute. Of course, this is very detailed. And Lord Chaitanya was very affectionate to Vamsi or Vamsi Vadan Thakur. And also, yes, so when Lord Chaitanya, he disappeared, then Srimati Vishnu Priya Devi is there, Lord Chaitanya's wife. So then Vamsi Vadan Thakur, he served her continuously, very nicely. And then he got the deity of Lord Chaitanya, Gaur Nitai, and then he worshipped them. He also established deity of Krishna known as Pranava Vallabha. And he sang or he composed many bhajan or songs, devotional songs for Radha and Krishna, for Krishna and Chaitanya. And then fifth appearance, today fifth event occurrence is Sri Shyamananda Prabhu. Shyamananda Prabhu was born in Utkal, a place called Dharendra Badur Pura. Pura means village. His father's name was Sri Krishna Mandal and mother was Sri Durika. And interestingly, his name was Dukhi. But then Hridayananda, Hridaya Chaitanya, so his spiritual master, he named him Krishna Das. But then what happened is he got the mercy of Sri Jiva Goswami because his spiritual master, his spiritual master, Hridaya Chaitanya, he said, you go to Vrindavan and you study under the shelter of Sri Jiva Goswami. So he studied there. And then once it happened that he was absorbed in the meditation on Krishna, and then what happened? He found an ankle bell, and that is Srimati Radharani's ankle bag, because Radharani saw so much devotion, so much serving mood. So then she decided that she wants to give him mercy. So then she arranged this pastime that ankle bell was found by him, and then he wanted to return to the owner, and owner is Srimati Radharani. So Vishakha or Lalita, they came, they say, oh, please give us. And then there was exchange, and then Srimati Radharani, she blessed him with name, another name, that is this name, Shyamananda, because one who gives the joy to Krishna. So that is, and then he got the special mercy of having the special mark on his forehead of that ankle bell. And later on he preached, he went to Bengal to preach in Gaudadesh, in Bengal he went. And of course the appearance of Hanumanji. So sixth is appearance day of Hanumanji. So Prahlad Maharaj, if you read, of course Bhagavatam is there, and there is another one, Brihad Bhagavatam. So in the Brihad Bhagavatam, Sri Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Canto 1, Chapter 4, verses 40-52, is nicely explained. Prahlad Maharaj glorifying Hanumanji. So Lord, Prahlad Maharaj is glorifying Hanumanji. He is so devoted. And of course, we see that it is said that he is incarnation of Lord Shiva, Rudra Avatar. And mother was Anjana and father was Kesari. And Hanumanji is also mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, where? Chapter 2, verse? Chapter 1, verse 20. Yeah? Because he was there. And Prabhupada has written in the purport that a Vaishnava, he desires blessings of higher Vaishnava, other Vaishnava. So Arjun, he called out the mercy of, because Hanumanji, he served Lord Ram in the battle between Lord Ram and Ravan. And of course we understand the glory of Hanumanji. He burned Lanka, he found Mother Sita. And then he helped so many ways. He served so many ways. He was constantly with Lord Ram. For after that Ayodhya Kand, when they came back, and then Lord Ram is king, and then Mother Sita went to earth. And after that, Lord Ram is mentioned that he was ruling for next 12,000 years, and then Hanumanji was there serving. So Arjuna took the shelter of Hanumanji, that please, you be pleased. be present and you help me get this victory. And that's the blessing of Hanumanji. So he was present in, it's mentioned at Kapidvaj. So he was present in the flag of Arjuna's chariot. That is 1.20 Bhagavad Gita. So we take shelter of Hanumanji. And Hanu means the jaw and damage. His jaw was damaged. So that's how he got the name Hanumanji. So this is the happy or wonderful appearances of all these great personalities. And we take shelter of them. And of course we take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam under the guidance of Srila Prabhupada and Guru Parampara. That we take this process very seriously and we develop attachment at the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna that we can go back and enjoy eternal blissful life in back home, back to Godhead. So we stop here. If any question or comment.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for the nice class. Prabhu, you mentioned how in the Bhagavad Gita Lord Krishna says four people come to me. So as kids, when we're like born, we're in Krishna consciousness, our family is already Krishna conscious. So which category do we fall in?
Wow. You always ask so nice questions. You are Vaishnava. Your parents are Vaishnava. And if the kids are taking shelter or born, we say shelter, not born. They are taking shelter at the lotus feet of these Vaishnavas. Their parents are Vaishnavas, so they are taking shelter at their lotus feet. Because it says the parents are initial guru. First gurus are parents, and then, of course, our spiritual master is there. But then Prabhupada says about his father, Gaurmandev, that he was a pure, this is written in Krishna book, in the beginning, dedication, he was a pure devotee. And then he gave me Krishna deity, Radha Krishna deity, and he Rath Yatra, and then he arranged. And then later, all those values solidified by my eternal father, that is my spiritual master. So if a kids are taking shelter at Vaishnava family, that's wonderful. They are already Vaishnava. They are Vaishnava, but then they are practicing Vaishnavas. In the sense, not that, oh, just because I have taken birth in Vaishnava family, I'm already a Vaishnava. Then that will degrade us. Rather, the mood should be, yes, I took the shelter, now let me cultivate that shelter more and more. Let me bring that more quality. Somehow Krishna has put me here. That means there is some mission. Here we have seen today that pravritti is used as a mission as well. Right? In 11th chapter. So, let me do something. Maybe I'm not falling in this category. I don't have the desire for artho, arthaji, jigyasu, gnani. I don't, because I already got connection. So, let me connect more, go deeper into that. You know? But if we take too much from a proud perspective that, oh, now I'm already in Vaishnava family, I don't have to practice, then that will also degrade us. So both ways. If the kids are taking shelter in this Vaishnava family, they are very fortunate. They just need to continue. And also individually we can check how much, whether am I coming to Krishna for something. Of course, we could be. I was praying in the beginning, and now also, so much distress is going on. I pray because ultimately that's our shelter. Krishna is our shelter. So for anything, we will go to Krishna. So if we are approaching from that perspective, that rather than begging this atheistic people for money, better we beg to Krishna, you know. And then we need to know the last verse of Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, 78. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna. So wherever Arjuna and Krishna are there what? Victory, fame, morality, and what's the one? Power? Fourth one is there, right? Huh?
Yeah, so Sri means wealth, right? Victory, Vijay, then morality and power, yeah, strength. So it's there.
So, yeah, but nice question. Anyone else? Any question, comment? Anything, correction? Okay, then we stop here. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Ananta Guru Vishnu ki jai, Hare Krishna. આપણને પેલું આપશે પોઝિટિવ રિઝલ્ટ વિલ ગીવ અસ પોઝિટિવ રિઝલ્ટ સમથિંગ વિચ વિલ પ્યોરીફાય અવર કોન્શિયસનેસ એ આપણને સત્વગુણમાં લાવશે રજગુણમાંથી સત્વગુણમાં ગ્રેજ્યુઅલી ઇમ્પ્રૂવ કરશે પાયસ એક્ટિવિટી અને ઇમ્પાયસ એક્ટિવિટી આપણને વધુ ને વધુ ડિગ્રેડ કરશે ઉપર હોય તો ઉપર ધારો કે ઇવન ગુડ મોડ ગુડનેસમાં શું સત્વગુણમાં તો પણ આપણને રજગુણમાં ત્યાં લોકો દારૂ પીવે છે એ ઇમ્પાયસ એક્ટિવિટી બીકોઝ એ પોતાની જાતને ખરાબ કરી રહ્યા છે અને બીજાને ખરાબ કરશે પણ જો કોઈ પેલું અન્નદાન કરે છે પાણીનું દાન કરે છે એ પાય બીકોઝ એમનું હાર્ટ એ સોફ્ટ થયું છે અને પણ બીજી રીતે એમ પણ છે આપણે કૃષ્ણ બુકમાં પ્રભુપાદ રાખે છે કે એકચ્યુઅલી જો કોઈ પણ પાયસ તમે એક્ટિવિટી દેખો ને તો એમાં જે બેકગ્રાઉન્ડ હશે કૃષ્ણ કાં તો આ જન્મમાં હશે કાં તો પાસ્ટ જન્મમાં કારણ કૃષ્ણના હાથ વગર આપણને એ કંઈક સારું કરવાની ઈચ્છા નહીં થાય તો પ્રભુપાદ લખે છે કે ઇવન આપણે આ જે ભાગવતને બધું સાંભળીએ છીએ એ પણ પાયસ એક્ટિવિટીમાં આવે છે બીકોઝ આપણે હજુ ફૂલી નથી એટલે આપણામાં હજુ પણ થોડા ઘણા જે અનર્થા છે એટલા માટે એને પાયસ એક્ટિવિટી એટલા માટે જેમ વધુ ને વધુ કરીએ એમ પછી એ ગ્રેજ્યુઅલી શુદ્ધ ભક્તિમાં પરિવર્તન થાય છે યા પણ આપણી કોન્શિયસનેસ એવી આપણી ચેતના એવી નથી રાખવાની કે હું